Welcome to Chicago Musician. I'm your host, Sean Stengel. This is the first podcast in what I hope is a series of podcasts of enormous popularity. But I really don't have that expectation since I have no idea what I'm doing. But I have to assume that as I do a few of these, I'm going to get better at it. So if I were you, I'd stick around and see if I do. Welcome to episode one of Chicago Musician. Today is Sunday, the 27th of February, 2022. It's actually the day after my birthday. It was all going to be so perfect. I was going to record my first episode on my birthday, and it would be so meaningful and everything. Well, even an old guy can get busy, I guess. So I'm recording it the day after my birthday, which I think demonstrates my flexibility, my adaptability, and just why I'm going to be such a winner as a podcast host. I've figured out pretty early on that I'm going to have to give up air quotes, since this is a podcast and not a YouTube video, at least not yet. But that means I'm going to have to leave it up to you to discern whether I'm kidding, being facetious, being sardonic, or whether occasionally I actually really mean it. Since this is my first episode of Chicago Musician, I guess I should tell you what I hope this podcast is going to be. Now, I am a Chicago musician, and I've worked primarily in theater, musical theater, to be exact. I've came to Chicago as sort of a singing, playing actor. I play the piano now, primarily, or keyboards. And then I had a stretch where I was almost totally in pits playing or conducting or both. A lot of head nodding. And I've also directed from out in front of the stage. So I feel like I have a kind of a wide spectrum of knowledge about musical theater. But don't worry, friends and family, that's not really all I'm going to talk about here. My goal is to talk about what it's like to be a musician and also talk to other musicians that I know, that I've met along the way, or that I hope to meet. You know, once I get enough followers and clout, then I'll just call up anybody and they'll be dying to talk to me. We'll see how that works out. But I've met a lot of interesting people along the way, and I've had a lot of great conversations with people, and usually not about music. Of course, you know, we bitch about what it's like in the pit or what, you know, showbiz, you know, we've all got that stuff. But what I'd like to do in this podcast is talk to musicians and musician-adjacent people about other parts of their life. What do they like to cook? Do they like dogs? You know, for me, I love to travel. I do a lot of photography. I love dogs. I like to bake. See how interesting I am? Well, I'm hoping my friends are more interesting than that. And I know they are. It'll just be digging it out of them and getting them to confess on live, not live, podcast radio. I don't even know what you call this. So I'm just winging it. And I think like anything, the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. So I'm trusting that part of this. And as I learn the technology and I learn the game a little bit more, I think we'll become more focused and this will become more and more enjoyable to do and hopefully also to listen to. Let me tell you a little bit about me. So I am the Chicago musician in the title, but it's also an intentionally kind of wide net that I'm casting. since I am a Chicago musician, that means I can talk about whatever I want to, and I can talk to whoever I want to. So trying to limit the restrictions on what the topics might be. In general, I'm hoping this will be a conversation format of a podcast. Today, it's just me kind of getting it going and setting up the premise. But from now on, I'm going to have a guest or two, and we're kind of just going to let the tape roll and see where it leads us. I'm guessing at least part of it will be interesting, and if it's not, you know, fast forward. I assume you can do that on podcasts. Can you fast forward? Someday I'll know. So I've been in Chicago for over 30 years. Like I said, I've mostly worked in musical theater worlds, both in town here and in like the 90s. I toured a lot with Broadway tours, and I loved it. I loved the road. I've always liked traveling. I have a wanderlust, and so that, you know, melded into a kind of a perfect gig or several gigs for about 10 years. Probably 70% of 10 years I was on the road, and it was fun. And then I decided to stay home in Chicago and try and work here a little bit more. And that's, you know, I've made a living. And in a sense, making a living in this business called show is no small achievement. I feel very lucky in having worked quite a bit in many different kind of levels of show business. And I'm pretty sure, like most of us, I wish I had worked about 63% more than I've done. But hey, that's show business. So let me tell you a little bit more about why I'm doing this podcast. I had such a good speech this morning in bed, like earlier than I ever get up, tossing around, you know, I have this explanation rolling around in my brain, and of course now it's going to be pretty lame, but I'm a pretty opinionated person, I would say, and you know, most of the time my opinions just waft off into the ether, and you know, I enjoyed saying them, and then boom, they're dead. So part of this is to like get stuff off my chest and share, and maybe create something positive and maybe at least entertaining that you might want to check out every now and again. We'll see how that goes. To expand a little further on that, I'm going to say what I like and say what I mean, and I will probably be vulgar because I work in theater, so I talk like a truck driver, I'll swear. And I'm gonna give my opinion about stuff, and it may be political, and it may ruffle a few feathers, and, make you laugh, make you cry. Yes, anyhow. But I figure there's no point of having a personal podcast if you're not gonna express your opinions. So, my goal is not to be offensive, but I may be. And pre-apologies for that. I'll also expect my guests to be forthcoming and freewheeling and feel safe talking to me. And, you know, I'm not going to share their darkest secrets. There's, you know, ways to edit this for a reason, I assume. I haven't figured that out yet either. But I'm sure some of this will go away in the post-production. But I want to have fun. I just want to explore people, experiences, get stories on the air here that other musicians and hopefully other folks can relate to and find worth checking out every now and again. For now, let's take a short break. Not because we really need to, but because I need to practice as if, you know, I had sponsors here. And maybe someday I will, but right now, the only sponsors I could afford would be from, I don't know, from a 12-step program. And ironically, as a heathen musician myself, I haven't fallen into any of those vices, at least not yet, or that I'm willing to admit, or, well, come back. I'm sure that will reveal itself over the next few episodes. Right now, it's time for The Interval. Today's interval was brought to you by nobody, but someday. But it was a perfect fifth, played on a stunning Bruzendorfer? How many umlauts in Bruzendorfer? Grand piano, a software version of it, but isn't it gorgeous? In any case, the interval was a perfect fifth, which I find kind of ironic. Like many things in show business, the title is pretty deceptive. You know, yes, the execution, the tone, the delicate sensitivity to the interval of the performance was perfect. But, as any musician knows or should know, anything on a piano is not a perfect interval. It has to be tempered, meaning it's slightly less than a perfect fifth in order for the whole keyboard to be in tune. So in one of our podcast episodes in season 7, I think, we'll review Bach's well-tempered clavier and talk specifically about the acoustics of tuning a piano. This will never happen, so don't worry. But that said, maybe we should hear just a little bit more of that fake Bruzendorfer piano, just because it's so gorgeous. I mean, that's part of the fun I'm having with putting this together, is I finally hooked up, you know, all the equipment I have over the years that MIDIs this and plays that, and so I'm going to have a little bit more fun using that throughout the next episodes. But here's a little bit more of the Bruzendorfer piano patch. That low B flat, that rumble at the bottom is sort of the signature of a Bruzendorfer full-length concert grand piano. Pretty good fake, isn't it? I suppose it's sampled. Whatever. Sounds pretty good. And, you know, I can't really afford the real thing, so. Anyhow, continuing our interview with today's guest, me, I was reading in the New York Times something about people who were struggling during the pandemic with creativity or living, and a term that they said about people who weren't really depressed but were also not feeling themselves was a term called languishing. Languishing. And I thought, I know that feeling. I'm not really a person who is prone to depression. I'm pretty good on my own, and I'm pretty good at doing nothing, as I've proven for 2 years. Oh, pardon me while I amuse myself. But I thought it was a good term, languishing, a sort of this lack of motivation or a lack of focus or this feeling that you just can't get going. You can't get the creative juices flowing, or you just can't get out and live life. Now, the pandemic has been challenging to all of us in all sorts of ways, but as an artist, for myself, I really found it, even though I had all this free time on my hands, I found it really hard to get motivated to create anything, to do anything. And, you know, a lot of that is, I don't know, tuning out, trying to just have things pass, live long enough to get out of this pandemic, whatever. But there's part of tuning out as a survival mechanism that also shuts down for me the instinct to create or achieve something. So languishing, for me, that term sort of hit the nail on the head of how I have been feeling. But now there's a podcast to lift me out of my miasma and doldrums and reintroduce the fabulous me to the world. Haha. But wait, before you change the channel or leave my podcast, which, if you're still here, is sort of comical in and of itself, just a reminder that this podcast is not just going to be about me, Sean, note to self. But since I have no guests this week, I'm doing a lot of the introductory groundwork of a, I'm sure, a Peabody Award-winning podcast eventually. Even though podcasts are probably not even in a Peabody category. Neither here nor there. But in the next podcast, I'm going to have a guest, and we're going to try doing this and have a conversation. And before you, you know, completely give up on me, just remember, I'm going to get better as we go along. But one of the promises I made to myself was I'm not going to worry about perfection yet. I don't want to get caught, as I have in other phases of my life, by worrying that, you know, because I'm not Stephen Sondheim, I shouldn't write anything. Or because, you know, I'm not Maya Angelou, I shouldn't write a poem or a book or whatever. You know, I can quote any number of Sondheim lyrics because, you know, that's who I am. But, you know, you have to do your own thing, and your own thing is good enough. And so I'm hoping that my own thing, my Chicago musician podcast, is going to be interesting and better and worth listening to. So, mom, brother, a few random friends, thanks for listening. And please come back and check out episode 2 of Chicago Musician. I dare you. Until then, I'm your host, Sean Stengel.